I knew going in that, you know, I think we would be a big question mark. We just, with all the new faces on the court, losing all the experience from last year, and not having much court time together due to a lot of things. So I guess we got a lot of questions answered for us. We struggled taking care of the basketball, and you could tell from the scores that we also struggled putting the ball in the hole. Lots of makeable shots, they just wouldn't go in. And hopefully with time, that'll clean itself up when the guys get a little more comfortable on the court. Real happy with their effort. You know, their attitude was great, battled hard, as always in Wrangell. A little different homecoming atmosphere in the, you know, not having kids and people in the stands and stuff, but and no fans from Petersburg. But as far as the play on the court, you couldn't tell. I mean, it was still intense and very physical and aggressive and hard fought on both sides.
That first game Friday night, a close one, and basket just down near the end. It was kind of spotty radio coverage of it for our listeners here, but Petersburg, I think, and was it Brennan Skeek who made that to win the game? Or
yeah, and I guess the video feed went out with I had called the timeout with less than a minute to go, and we had the ball, and nobody was able to watch the end of the game, but we had an empty possession, and Wrangell got the ball back, and we caused a violation on their side. We got the ball back again with 12 seconds to go and set up a little play, trying to put the ball in Brennan's hands, let him do something, and he came off a screen, and the ball kind of came loose a little bit, and he gained control of it again, and then hit a tough three-pointer right at the buzzer. I mean, when the ball went in, it was horn sounded, so a good finish to a tough game. You know, guys were very excited, and you know, we talked after and said it's better to win ugly than to lose ugly. And you know, it wasn't a pretty game, but we did enough to be successful.
And then on Saturday's game, it sounded like you were just couldn't claw back in, get past the advantage that Wrangell got out to.
No, you know, every time we did, something would happen. They would have a two-possession lead, and we'd cut it down to one, and they'd go back up to 6 points. We'd get it down to three, and it was kind of just a yo-yo game back and forth. And I don't remember if we were ever ahead. And you're right, we just couldn't. We talked about going into the beginning of the third quarter because I felt the first half, neither team had really gained control of the game for the tempo. And we talked about doing that ourselves, and Wrangell came out and scored, I think, the first two or three possessions. And then it was an uphill battle from there. You know, we kept fighting back, but we just couldn't score enough points when we needed to.
Do you know what the style of this team is going to be? Are you going to be a running team or an outside shooting team or a little both? Or
yeah, you know, that's one of the, I guess that's, again, one of the questions for us. I know we're deep. Believe we played 11 guys, 10 guys in the game on Saturday and 9 on Friday. So we have a lot of guys that can contribute different things to our play. I think we are pretty fast. I thought we played better, a little bit of an up-tempo game. So, yeah, it's kind of hard because of the shortened season. You don't have a lot of time to experiment with too many things. But it does look like our speed is going to help us. I know we're one of the smaller teams in the league. I know Wrangell was bigger than us, and Metlakatla is bigger than they are. So we're going to have to use that speed to our advantage.
Yeah. And anyone individually really had a good weekend for you against Wrangell?
You know, I think everybody contributed bits and pieces here. Brennan had a nice scoring game on Saturday for us. Had some good solid play from some other guys. I thought John Bissett's play on Saturday was good from the guard spot. And yeah, we're all just trying to figure out our roles and stuff. But I think those two on Saturday kind of stood out. Just more their calmness on the court and their composure. And I think that's going to be a big key for us is you know, we let ourselves get rattled in a sense of just making mistakes that were unforced. And hopefully as we gain more court time, that'll clean itself up.